Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse 65. We read, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word." Certainly we, as we follow Jesus Christ and we think about the grace of God and the love of God that we get to experience day in and day out, I think all of us could say, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant." You know, one of the greatest things that we have is the peace of God. Knowing that our sins have been forgiven, that we have come to a place where we've really truly are entered into a rest, a peace of God. Even as the writer of Hebrews writes, he says, "Therefore there remains a rest for the people of God." And it's such a joy to think about how God has dealt with his servants. Even as the psalmist says that he has not dealt with us after our sins. It tells us in Psalm 103, verse 10, he says, "He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us to our iniquity." Isn't that so beautiful to realize that, how great God's love has been towards us, that, you know, where do you think if he dealt with us according to our sins, that none of us would be around? But yet he extended his great love towards us as Jesus Christ became sin for us in order that we might know the righteousness of God as he imputed the righteousness that is in Christ. He placed that upon us, that you stand right and clean before Jesus, before God the Father, because the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. As I think about how God has dealt with us, I often go to Psalm 103, and I love reading it, and maybe it's good to, every once in a while, we take time to think about all the things that he's done for us. As the psalmist was saying in Psalm 103, how he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." And I think here in Psalm 119, he was remembering how good God has been in his life. And David here in Psalm 103 started writing down some of the great things that he did, that God had did for him, where he says, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all of thy diseases." Isn't it the great benefits where he forgives all of our iniquities and how he heals all of our diseases? You know, I think of those who have been sick and those who really, truly been, how God touches everybody and he heals people. You know, I think of how God uses doctors and medicines and the miraculous ways that go beyond even our understanding how he heals. And then he goes on, he says in verse 4, Psalm 103, he says, "God's the one who redeems thy life from destruction." I think that's so beautiful, how he redeemed, he purchased our lives back to him. As we were on that road, that path that leads it to destruction, because that was the wages of our sin. Our wages of our sin is death. But he says that the free gift of God is eternal life for those who believe in him. And here, David says, he's the one that redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Otherwise, what's he saying there is he's just showering our lives out with goodness. Even as David said in Psalm 23, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And I see that with not only my life, but so many people's life where you could see the good hand, God just working in their lives and through their lives and showing them his goodness to them according to his word. In verse 5, he says, "He satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles." Serving the Lord is good. He brings our mouth where we're satisfied with our relationship that we have with God, where we're not looking around. You know, if you find yourself looking around, looking to, you know, find satisfaction in anything other than God himself, you always will find at the end of the day that it disappoints. It never does, you know, add up to what you think it might be. Truly, the goodness of God is what we all need to know and be able to walk with. And David said how He satisfies my mouth with good things, and my youth is renewed like eagles. Otherwise, you know, even as you grow older, you still, God makes you feel young. Your heart feels young, like you still want to go out and do things, enjoy the life. I thought about the day, that even this morning, and when I woke up and it started going, I go, oh my goodness, we got another day. What a beautiful day it is just to serve the Lord. And it's amazing. And he goes on, he says, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plentiness of mercy. Amen. I could say amen to that. How about you? How God is gracious. He's slow to anger. He's plentiness and mercy. And he will not always try, neither will keep his anger forever. Even as we read earlier, verse 10, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. But then in verse 11, he says, as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy to them that fear him. Next time you go out, take a look up, especially at night, and see the stars that go out. As we're able to get a little glimpse of the Milky Way galaxies, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our universe, but yet, we only get to see a glimpse of it with our naked eye. It just goes on and on and on. And so this David was saying, it's as high as the heaven, as far as you could see with your eye. He says, so is great as his mercy to them that fear him. That's pretty large, isn't it? And that's the mercy that God wants us to know. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant. And then he goes on in verse 12, he says, as far as the east is from the west, so he's removed our transgression from us. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to see him. You'll never, ever see your sin. In God's book, you know, it's gone. It's vanished. It's amazing. He goes on, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. The beauty is that God's mercy is upon our lives. And as we see here in verse 65, the psalmist says, thou hast dealt with thy servant, well with thy servant. And I think all of us, even as we said earlier, could say amen to that. And we should have our hearts just filled with thanksgiving as we start our day, or if you're listening to this at night as our head hits our pillows, may we just give thanks. Father, we do thank you. We thank you that you have dealt well with your servants, your children. You dealt with us according to your word, because you're not a man that you should lie. How you're so faithful to extend your grace to us, your love to us, because we are your children. And we thank you for that. And I pray that all of us, even this day, would realize that we belong to you and that you choose to bless us. May we just know that and walk in your blessings even this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org, or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.